listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. There's new CCTV footage of two men who are still on the run after a vicious bashing in Perth in February. It left a 63-year-old man with serious injuries and he's since undergone several operations, while his brother suffered minor injuries in the attack. Kenneth says he's too scared to go out as it's destroyed his confidence.
I had anxiety to start with, but now I'm just too scared. Even daytime, I'm just constantly looking around. I mean, it's not everyone's bad.
Firefighting has been declared a cancer-causing profession by the World Health Organization. It's a move which has major implications for the way cancer is managed for the industry. Greg McConville from the United Firefighters Union says change is needed.
On their worst day, a firefighter has to give their very best. I would hope that this call from the World Health Organization creates that sort of urgency in politicians so that they urgently act to protect the health of firefighters.
Enforcement has started today of the first phase of WA's plastics ban, and it's a significant change for shoppers and businesses. Plastic shopping bags are out, along with straws, stirrers, cutlery, plates, plus bowls and food containers which don't have lids. A spike in COVID cases caused by new variants have been discussed at a meeting of the nation's health ministers. They've also talked about pressure on hospitals with their federal counterpart in their first meeting since the election. In sport, Australia has won the first cricket test against Sri Lanka on day three in Gaul, the Aussies winning the match by 10 wickets. And it'll be a milestone game for two Fremantle defenders on Sunday against Port Adelaide. Nathan Wilson will play his 150th match, while Luke Ryan is set to reach game 100. Ryan says he's rapt to be part of such a strong defensive unit.
It's good. It's good to have a healthy back line. Good to have some big key boys down there to help us out.
Perth weather getting down to 6 tonight, then mostly sunny tomorrow with a top of 19, the same expected on Sunday, getting up to 20 on Monday. Our listener app is the new home for your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand. Listener.